Okay, I call the monthly meeting of WPCA to order at 6:31. And as always, we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance, even though I didn't put it on the agenda. I pledge allegiance
Allegiance
to the
to the
flag
flag
of
to
the
the flag
United
of the States
States
of
of America
America
and to the Republic for which we
to
stand,
stand
one
one nation
nation,
under
under
God,
God,
indivisible,
indivisible, with liberty
liberty and justice
and
for all.
justice for all. Okay, instead of calling the roll, just note that all members of the committee are present. Public portion. I don't see anyone from the public here, so we'll just leave it open in case anyone comes. Approval of the minutes from January 17th. What's your pleasure?
Motion to approve.
Okay, do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, abstained, minutes are accepted. All right, next item, Rob, I think you're up.
Okay. We'll start with the facilities plan. We met with the state on January 30, DEP. They are reviewing the amendment to the 23 facilities plan. It basically was the Reptilis report and three other questions that they had, and we gave them the memo. So they're still looking at it, and they received a letter from the mayor regarding the revised schedule, and I believe that's going through the approval process. I haven't heard anything since our meeting, but I'm assuming it's all going to be approved.
I have a question, Rob. At what point do we need to start writing grants?
Anytime. I mean, you can always look for grants.
But I mean the clean water grant that we know we're going to have to go after.
Well, we're on the priority list for this fiscal year, and we should always submit that application. It's a fairly simple application. I think we've submitted it a couple times already. We did one for the a phased approach, and then we just did one this past year for the whole. But yeah, every year there's a pot of money that they distribute, and you want to be on that list when asking for it. So that's one source. And then,
well, again, my question is, what do we need to do right now for this?
With the Clean Water Fund, nothing. We're on the list. We've submitted it, I want to say, 6 months ago. We went through, there was some question and answers. I think Ed replied to some questions. I replied to some questions. We made the list, but there's a lot of people on the list. So,
okay.
It's
so the main one we're in the mix. There's nothing to do until what point?
Just apply every year, because once you're into construction, which, you know, it's probably gonna be year and a half, 2 years out, that's when they start allocating funds. But then at the meeting, Ann told us that at this October, this January 30th meeting, she said that as you get closer to construction, they will they can allocate the grant toward your construction.
Okay.
And then I think there was like a 20% grant, and she said up to 30%, but I think that going to 20 to 30%, there's a type of treatment that you don't really need to do, phosphorus removal, that goes up to 30%, but nitrogen is 20%. And also, if you incorporate green infrastructure, premium efficiency, motors, anything to do with resiliency, there's a different set of funds for those parts of the contract.
I'm just trying to think out how do we coordinate this? At some point, we're going to have to get more money. There's going to have to be another bond request. So the timing of all that is something we have to start considering.
Yeah, the Reptilis report, I remember, said it's going to be, I don't know what the adjective he used, but it was a hardship.
Right. And they were talking about doing something in 2026 for the bonding that we would have to do. So, okay, I guess we just have to stay on top of that for now.
Yep. Well, let me ask you, Rob, when do we have to put our name in there again? If we do this on a yearly basis, what is it, fiscal year? Every July we have to put our name in there for that?
Yeah, I think we submitted in July. It's for, I think the fiscal year is October 1. So, but they issue the priority list. There's a draft and then there's a final, there's questions. I think it came out final in January. I don't, Ed, we probably got it at the same time, but it was probably like a month or at the most that the list came out, but there was a question and answer or question. Yeah. In response. Yeah,
the list came out last, I think a couple of weeks ago, and last week or 2 weeks ago, they had a meeting on it that Kevin and I both tried to get on, but we couldn't.
Yeah. So you apply in July and then it's like a 6 month process. They publish the list. And when we talked to Ann on the 30th, we talked about, yeah, we're on the list. Or whether it was in draft or final, I'm not sure, but we're on the list. And
aren't there other grants, though, that I don't think we can rely on just this 20%, 30% clean water? There are other grants I thought that the state issues for various reasons.
There's
that we have to apply for.
Yeah, there's state and federal. There's earmarks. There's Anthony from the plant came. He was on about a year ago. He pointed out five or six different programs that are out there. I think we should probably have a separate meeting. Just let's. How do we? Which grants do we want to target? And get.
The problem that we're still in right now is that we're not in the construction phase and we can't really apply for any of these grants until we get a little further down.
Right.
When you say construction phase, you're talking about actual construction? You would need a bond issue, I guess, approved before you do that, right?
Yeah, once you get to, you're ready to go to construction, they know you're ready, you got bid documents, the state approved your design. You're ready to advertise for bid. Got to get the funding in place. There's that. I don't want to say shovel ready, but it's when you're ready to go, they'll have the money. They start allocating.
Yeah,
money.
But don't we have to apply prior to that though? It would seem like you'd have to prior 6 months, a year ahead of that.
And we would, because I don't think we're going to be in construction for probably. According to the schedule, verified
9 years.
April 2026 is when we were anticipating starting construction. So it's a little over 2 years from now. So we'll apply.
Okay, so the way out then.
We'll keep applying, and then as we get closer, keep applying for whatever federal grants that are coming out. I just saw something today that the it was like $60 million allocated to the state of Connecticut through the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act. So we just got to keep looking.
I saw something yesterday was talking about they were doing more with clean water. And, initially they were talking about it was really for water, drinking water. But then at the very end, they said it included, sewage. So... I would suggest we include this with our discussion of the budget. When we get to the budget, that we include getting this grant process as part of our budget planning for next year. Since, it's not something that's going to happen this month or next month. I think we have time, but I think we need to include and gather as much information as we can. And we have to go after every dollar that's out there. That's the bottom line.
I agree. I think we need to get our name on the list. I mean, I know we're 2 years out, but... if there's a list to get our names on, we ought to have our names on everybody. And I still think we need our own grant writer. I don't think we need a part-time one. I think we need someone that is going to represent the WSPCA fully.
Well, don't forget, Weston and Sampson have done some of our grant writing as well.
Right. Well, then that's the route I would take. I'm just not warm and fuzzy about us sitting back and waiting on a part-time grant writer for the city of Derby to have our best interest.
Yeah, and you know, look, the grant writer they have, we'd be paying anyway, so it would be our grant writer. We're not getting anything from the city on that, so yeah.
We also have to make a listing of what foundations are out there that,
sure,
you know, apply.
Well, I don't think we're talking about foundations. I think we're talking about government.
No.
There are not many. In fact, I can't think of any foundation that's funding sewage treatment plants. That's a different world. So, but okay, you know, again, we'll make this part of the regular budget process, because for the next few years, it is going to be part of every budget we do. So,
yes.
All right, I didn't mean to cause that much disruption, but let's move
on. That's okay. Route 34, all the mainline piping now is complete. What we're waiting now is for record drawings and any CCTV videos. We've put the request in there, but all the piping has been installed. The last piece was at Caroline in 34. They put the manhole in, tied into the existing. And so the construction of that project is from the WPCA standpoint is complete.
Okay.
But we got to be on them. I've asked them 6 months ago for record drawings, and we'll keep on them, because we want to make sure we have good records as to what was done.
And at least we're not seeing any change orders looking for more money.
Yeah, we dodged a couple over the last month. They wanted this and this and that. We just said no, and.
So, well, I'm still upset that, you know, originally they talked about we were going to save some money, and we didn't save anything. We got right down to the actual amount that had been budgeted. So,
yeah.
Don't want to see any overruns. No. Okay.
WPCA is still working, completing CMOM tasks that will be submitted to EPA in June. II Phase 5. We've been talking to National Water Main. They have one lateral liner to do, and just still trying to get them in one manhole to raise. And still trying to get them to schedule that. I don't know if they're saying it's snow and it's, but that's there's a couple tiny little items on that, and then that will be done. We looked at what do we want to do for phase 6, and I think that's on the agenda separately.
Yeah, I put it on the agenda, but why don't you cover it now?
Okay. Looked at the SSES data. There was three main parts of the II control plan. One was disconnecting the catch basin. There was 27 catch basins, if you recall, that were connected. We disconnected those through pipeline replacements and lining. That was phases 1 and 2. That was the first tier. The second tier was pipelines, and the third was manholes. We've done up to phase 5, we've done pipeline work. And to be honest, looking at the work remaining according to the SSES, we did all the biggest bang for the buck items. So the rest of the pipeline, they're smaller infiltration amounts. So I'm looking at phase 6 to do a manhole project. There was 200 manholes that needed repair, according to the SSES. And looking at, again, taking with the biggest bang for the buck, I took the worst meaning contributing II. And I got about 20 or 30 on a list, and we're going to develop a phase 6 program that will inspect them, confirm the repair, and just do frame and covers, lining of the manholes and repairs. I think that was in the 20,000 to 30,000 gallons a day for II. And that's there. You guys heard of the 80-20 rule. That's about 20% of the work. And I think that accounts for about 80% of the II identified in all those manholes. So we'll do phase 6 for manholes. And then the following one, phase 7, and I think this is on our agenda, start looking at a targeted private inflow removal, whether there's known roof leaders, there's known some pumps that are tied in. So I think we've gone through the public side fairly well. We're compiling the last 10 years of flow data. Ed just sent that over this morning. We're going to compile it. Maybe for next month, we'll show what impact this might have had. But you can tell from Ed's reports, like December was a very wet month. And in the past, you have a month like that, you would be your peak flows would be pegging the needle, if you recall. But so we're looking at that just to see so phase, phase seven, maybe going into the private side.
Yeah, what would be our timing for doing phase six?
It'll be in this, February now. We can do it. That's got to be, as opposed to lining in the winter. This is more of a, it'll be a small for the contractors that bid on this stuff, but it'd be like a filler summer project, summer, late fall.
I'm just trying to consider this in terms of, we made a commitment to do $270,000 worth a year. Again, because we don't have all the financial information, are we still on target doing that on the time frame?
I think we are, but what I'm also suggesting is we revisit that commitment, because we've done 5 years of that and we've made a dent in the II program. It's worth the conversation, I believe, to EPA to say, here's what we've done. Here's phase five. We're going to phase six. This commitment of $270,000 a year, maybe we could transition to working with the CMOM program that's in place. And
do we still have the problem, the original main one, when we first started talking II, we couldn't do much about, was the St. Michael?
Yeah, that's a good point. Ed and I were talking about that too. That could be rolled into this phase six.
But that's major though, right?
Don't know. We would have to, investigate that one specifically. But it's a well defined site. It's one site. We can do smoke testing, dye water testing. We can do that as an investigation. But what I'm getting at is,
come up with a.
What was that?
What were you saying, Bob?
We got two Bobs here. I'm not sure who you're talking to.
You started to say something and stopped.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking if we come up with some kind of alternative, like put a fountain or something there and start pumping out water in here and not into the system. There's got to be a well there or something, right? I mean, a brook.
Yeah, I know there's been discussion. Yeah, there's been discussions about this. I think it's time to let's just look at it. Maybe it's flow metering, maybe it's smoke testing, dye water testing. Let's maybe some TV in that targeted area. We could do that as part of phase six if you'd like. And then, but my bigger point was, I think it's. We're getting to the time where we can approach EPA and say, listen, we've been diligent about the CMOM program that we've been administering over the last 5 years. We've made real progress. I think this commitment to $270,000 may be transitioned to like a response to the problems identified through the CMOM program now, as opposed to the II control plan from 2016. I think it's worth a discussion. I don't know what your thoughts are on that.
Who do we have to have that discussion with?
The EPA. Mr. Was it Fletcher?
Jack Melcher.
Melcher, that's right.
Oh, okay. All right, well, why don't you look at the phase six and next meeting come back with what you think, and then, you know, if you think it's appropriate, let's set up an appointment and show them what we're doing for phase six and say we want to make this conversion that you talked about once we're done with phase six.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. The next item is the MPDES permit. We have that in a final draft form. There's some signatures. Is advertising. We had a meeting today with Ed and his and others. We're going to submit that next Friday. We just got to attach an advertisement and a check, and we should be good to go.
Okay. And again, we've got to make sure that gets to the right place in finances, you know, because every day is an adventure.
I heard. Yes, I understand. And then the last item is the dewatering system. So we've developed base mapping. We've sized the equipment. The design is underway. When we met with Deep, going back to the beginning, we met with Deep. They want to see the design once we're done with it. We've scheduled a meeting for Tuesday with Fournier. And WPCA and us to make sure we keep on schedule and understand who's doing what when, because the process is we size the equipment. Fournier is going to develop working drawings and submit them to us in the form of a shop drawing. We will look at those, make sure that that's exactly what we need in the right layout. We approve that, and then they go to manufacture. So that process hasn't started yet. So I mean, other than we've been designing it, but we haven't, Fournier hasn't started the shop drawing process. So that's what we're going to talk on next Tuesday morning. We have a meeting scheduled to iron that out. We want to get that going.
Right. We had some bills that were due that have been paid, were paid today. So that's not an issue anymore.
Right. Is this the project of replacing the belt press? You're talking about dewatering? Right.
Yes.
That's the one we ordered the equipment. Didn't we order the equipment that new replaced the belt press?
Yes, but there were bills that weren't paid. Got to me yesterday, and we made sure that got paid today, because they wouldn't move forward until they got paid.
But what? But we're submitting to Deep for approval. It says,
yes, they're going to want to see the design, the layout.
So we don't have any question about being approved, though. I mean, if they turn it down, we just ordered a new dewatering.
They're not going to turn it down. They're going to make sure that it's I don't even know if it's a technical. What Ann said, I don't even know if it was a technical review. It was more of they oversee, they're responsible for operations, you know.
Right. It's a requirement. They were very positive about it. In the meeting, they also thought it would be superior to what we were doing now and would save us money. In the long run, I thought it was very positive. But as Rob said, it was a little confusing. It was mandatory to do this or that. But, you know, as long as we submit the plans, pretty obvious they're going to submit, they're going to approve the plans. I didn't see any issue. Unless Rob, you or Ed did. I didn't.
Well, the only other thing we have to do is send a request of process control right. Change, because we're filter press to a rotary drum press.
Right. And so, again, you know, they indicated they thought it was a good thing to do. Okay. Anything else on that?
That's it.
Okay. Let me go back to the agenda. All right. We're going to do the approval bills. All right. Hopefully I got these straight now. We have two regular bills. Okay, and these are for us now, so don't have to worry about the other committee. This is for the NPDES renewal. So the first one is for $7,000. Again, this is for Weston and Sampson for their work on this. So need a motion to approve.
So moved.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstain. Okay. The second one, now I do have a question based on your comments before. The second one here is application for a payment for phase five. But is this the final payment?
No, this is probably the one before the final payment. This is for work, for all the lining work that's been done. If you can zoom in on the center of it.
It just changed the whole way this thing works.
But this one is for $81,405.
All right. My only concern was that, you mentioned some things weren't done. So
right.
There's still funding for that. So, okay.
Yeah, there's definitely funds left in this.
Yeah.
I want to say order mag. I can't see it here, but it's probably in the less than $20,000 worth of work left to do.
Yeah.
I think it's
Adobe changed the way this thing works. I used to just zoom right in. I don't know where they changed
it. So yeah, this is a progress payment.
Right.
What is this bill for?
This is for phase five for lining of gravity sewers. Yeah. And
oh, the INI work.
If you scroll to the next page, you'll see exactly the line items. Again, I know
it's small,
but there's some police, I believe. There's, you know, there's police, there's lining. It's for the phase five lining project.
Yeah,
this page has the details of it.
Yeah, and I mean this is all expected. There's nothing in here that's not part of what the
contract. Still on budget,
right?
Okay,
so need a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion. Approve.
Second.
Second, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstain. Okay, we're doing that. All right, now we have some bills that are bond related. So I don't even know what to say anymore. We're going to do our part, and it's up to the city to decide what they're going to do with the other committee. I'm just trying to keep our part together. I can't do the other anymore. It's just getting too much. But we have, the first one here. This is for the, again, dewatering system upgrades. And the total on this one is $7,900 for the first one. Rob, you want to say anything about this first one?
We were authorized last month to do the base mapping, design, bidding, and construction to assist getting the Fournier Press installed. This invoice is for the preliminary phases. We got the base mapping and like phases A and B. If you scroll to the next first page, so general administration, getting the base mapping and preliminary design. That's what we're working on right now. But yeah, so this is to come up with the drawings so that we can show where this is going. We got to bring power to it. We got to conveyors. We got to design it, specs. So it's going to go out to bid, and then and then we'll go through construction. But on a parallel track, the city is going to purchase the major equipment,
right?
So that the equipment will be ready when the contractor is ready to install. Otherwise, it'll be, if you do them like in series, it just adds.
What do you think we would be going out for the construction bids? That would be months away from this, right?
Yeah, I think I had the schedule. It was, we want to have a contractor on board this fall at the latest.
Yeah.
And I think the equipment, I think they were 30 to 40 weeks out. So I think the contractor would be on board and ready to go. But you really can't do anything until the equipment arrives.
Right.
So, because it's once the rotary press is going in the exact same location. So, as the existing belt filter press. So,
yeah. All right. So the this work, first contract, done. This is part of the contract, $7,900, which you put.
Yeah.
Did we put this against the bond issue, Jack, you think? Or?
Yeah, I think the recommendation should be we're approving it subject to the other committee. Right?
Okay.
So you made that motion, Bob?
Yes, make the motion to pay.
Okay, second. Kelly, a second?
Yes, sir. Bob,
any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, abstained? I was an aye. All right, the second one. Let's see. All right, this one is for $1,885, and this is for work on the existing Route 34 improvements. What's your pleasure?
Make a motion to pay.
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed, abstained? Okay, that's paid. Rob, did I miss one?
No, I think you got them.
Okay, it was separating them out. It's just okay.
Yeah,
Jack, before you go any farther on that, Weston Sampson's bill here on the one we just made the motion on for 1885, it's got outstanding invoices on it back to August. Now, I don't know whether that was a bond issue, but I thought we were all current on our bond issues up until last month. But there's two bills there that haven't been paid.
Yeah, Rob, where do we stand with that? Because you sent me stuff, and I thought we had those all straightened out.
It may have just like passed in the printing of that invoice. I can look up. It'll take me about a minute, but I can look that up to see if that's been paid. But I wouldn't worry about it. It's a small amount.
$150 tip.
It's a tip.
Yeah. Don't bet on the horses.
Yeah, well, in any case, we're getting caught up. We're going to have trouble with all this until the finance department gets straightened out. That's the bottom line. And he's trying hard. I'm going to tell you, he really is. Okay. Let's move on. Get these off. Next item, finance report. I'm not going to spend time on this. You know, I sent you an awful lot of stuff. Because I asked them to send me whatever reports they had, and you know they did. Okay, you got one there that was 60 pages. That was just a check run, and you know normally Marcy would have pulled those out, and we would have done those batch reports where we approved it. You know, I just don't have time to do that. Okay. At some point, we'll have to get caught up on that because, you know, our policy, we've always approved everything after staff has said that these are warranted. You know, we're finding some of these invoices went to finance and didn't get paid. So some of them didn't get to finance. You know, right now, I just really don't trust any of these reports. Until we, you know, Brian has a chance to go through and set it up properly, because you know, show of hands, how many of you went through every page on all these reports that I sent you?
Yeah, it was ridiculous to even have all that. the town of Bethel paid for the paper, but there's stuff in it that it still just doesn't make any sense to me.
You're correct. And I think part of that is converting from the old line items to the new line items and figuring out how to do the reports. So I'm just saying along to you, as I said, there's still some good news in there with the collection fees that we've got for this, you know, the new connections. I don't know that we're really behind anything based on these reports. We seem to be pretty much on track. There were a couple of things that were off a little bit that, I have to get my other reports. I did go through them all. I tried to highlight it, but After a while, you just give up. We need, just need simple reporting that gives us what we have to know to approve everything. But it does become an issue moving forward, because when we talk about the budget for next year, we can't do the budget until we get these straightened out. We have to know what we're spending, bottom line. So this time, again, I'm not even going to ask you for any kind of motion on this. This is what we've got. Look through it, and we'll take it from there. Ed, you're up.
Okay, for the month of January in the collection system, we responded to a total of 62 call before you dig tickets with two emergencies. And we responded to a total of 3 call-outs with 2 emergency call-outs. In the plant, we had an average flow of 1.74 million gallons per day, with a total flow of 84.74 million gallons a day and a max daily flow of 4.40 million gallons per day. Average total nitrogen was 83.4 pounds, permitted for 71. This is due to all the rain that we've been getting the last couple of months, so we are just starting to turn the corner back in the right direction. The average effluent BOD was 9.9 milligrams per liter. Average suspended solids is 4 milligrams per liter, with an average turbidity of 2.7. Maintenance for the month, the belt filter press maintenance, we replaced both the top and the bottom belts. We replaced the sludge conveyor belts and rollers. The Godwin pump, we replaced the block heater, it was repaired. The sludge piston pump was packed and repaired, and the new plant water pump was installed and is fully operational. In general, we were working with Weston and Sampson for the NPDES permit renewal. And I also added on the Duke's root control quote, which is for our CMOM report, and the sewer impact fee timetable with a letter from the building department.
Okay, they're both on the agenda, but let's do this. You need us to approve the purchaser or the cost, $69.58 for all these, and again, you want to explain what this is?
Sure. It's for the annual CMOM report, we're required to do root control, and Dukes is who we've had do that for, I think, the past 5 years. So they come in and they hit our targeted areas. They put a chemical down that kills all the roots in the sewer system.
And this is what we need to authorize now?
Yes, sir.
All right. Can I have a motion for that? For root control cost of $69.58.
I make a motion to pay.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor? Aye.
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 Okay, that's approved. All right, let's move on with the agenda then, unless somebody has any more questions for Ed. Okay. WPCA coordinator position, staffing and ongoing issues. I guess the key word there is they're ongoing. I did hear today that the city is about to hire the tax collector. That should ease things a little bit when they get that done. Our issue is still tight. You know, again, you see it in the reports, because things aren't getting done that need to get done, and it's getting lost in translation. I did talk to Brian today that they're aware that, you know, March 1st is coming. The second payments are due. In fact, people are starting to come in already to make those second payments. So they have to get somebody down there to help make sure these get done in a timely fashion. But, you know, they're still looking at their reorganization. Hopefully it'll be beneficial to us in the long run, but it's not right now. It's not right now. That's all I'm going to say. I'll just leave it at that before I get off on a big rant. Fournier, go ahead.
Did they ever straighten out the credit card?
No, the credit card is straightened out.
It is working. Okay.
I'm told it's no longer an issue, so that's a good one. Ed, you want to do the Fournier update, since it's pretty good news, I guess?
Yeah. So I reading your email from earlier on today, Jack, they The city wire transferred money to Fournier, so that way they can get started on the building of the new press. So, and like Bob said, we have a meeting scheduled for Tuesday morning with Fournier, so we can get the ball rolling with moving in the right direction.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Okay. Connection fees. This is something we've been talking about for a while, when we make these do, and, you know, it's a concern about how do we know that things would be getting done, that they couldn't get a certificate of occupancy until everything was done. And Ed, you, again, you want to talk about the letter?
Sure. So I spoke with Mr. Bolero and Lisa down at the building department, explained the situation, and they figured it would be a good idea to come up with this letter in writing. That way we can change the language, or we can put this letter in the language. So that way, moving forward, they will not issue any COs until all the connection fees for the WPCA have been paid.
Now my question would be, you know, we had a public hearing when we changed the rate structure, because that language changed. Now, this isn't going to affect that structure at all. Do we have to do anything with this? Because the language online still reflects something about 60 days or something. We're saying now that the fees have to be paid before you can get a certificate of occupancy. So I'm not quite sure what that process will be.
I can bring it up with Corporation Counsel to see if we need to have a hearing to change the verbiage.
Right.
Or if we can just move forward with the letter. I'm not sure.
Yeah, why don't you check with him? Because again, you know, it doesn't affect the fee. It just, there needs to be some idea saying it has to be done by a certain period. Now, the period here is when they want a certificate of occupancy. So, you know, I think this has gone well.
Is Bolero the new building inspector, or is he part timer or what?
He's the building inspector in Shelton. He's the building inspector in Shelton, and they've outsourced that work.
Hey, Ed, can I make a suggestion to this letter?
Yes, sir.
The only thing I'm looking at, it just says the sign off of the WPCA. Would it be feasible for you to have all what's required for that sign off, meaning inspections, whether it needs any kind of vacuum test or, you know, whatever you require on a regular sign off? Maybe that should be listed in the letters so nobody can give you a hard time about that.
Just absolutely. Yeah, we can have that added in to reflect everything that we would need prior to signing off on that they would be all set.
And just so they can't come back on you for anything, having it all in one document and all set to go.
Well, the one document is the governing document online, so it's got to be in there.
All right, whatever.
Yeah, you know, I agree. I'm saying it's got to be there, but I think, you know, we can't have separate documents. It's got to be that one.
No, I'm not talking separate. I'm just saying this one here maybe spelled out just a little bit more.
Yeah. Okay. What else do we have? We did I&I phase six. And I put the 24-25 budget on because normally this month we start talking about the timetable and setting up at the meetings. I don't think we're ready to do that. Okay. There's no sense starting talking about the budget until we get the audit from last year. And I think they just got an extension till the end of March to get the audit done. And then to sit down with Brian and get all these accounts straightened out so we have real reports about where we stand for this year. So, you know, for this month, I'm just putting it on here to say we want to get started on the process. Our timeline is different from the city's. Well, we have to work backwards from, we have to get it approved. Forget if it's the end of May or the end of June.
I think it's the end of May.
Yeah, I think that's what we've always done before. Yeah. But, you know, we hopefully we can get that done. You know, I've got my fingers crossed because I like to have better data when we're doing this.
Yeah.
Very difficult. And Brian seems to understand the problem. It's just, it's going to be difficult to get everything in place on his end before then. But he's been cooperative, like today. I mean, when Ed informed me that that bill hadn't been paid, you know, I contacted him yesterday. He got it done today. And, you know, he realized, he said, if I had to do it with a check, it's not going to be timely. He went out and did it, you know, wired transfer. So he understands our problem. He's trying to be helpful. But he does have the audit and the city budget itself to get to before they get to us. So that'll be a major discussion next month.
Hey, Jack, I know talking about building inspector, with these multi-units being built in town, is there any concern about the capacity of our plant that we're looking at?
I don't believe so. In a long-range plan, we said we had more than enough capacity. We were actually downgrading. Rob and Ed, you want to talk to that?
Talk to this the rates. Can you say again what you were saying?
He's saying, do we have the capacity with all these new apartments coming in to meet the demand?
Okay. Yeah, the plant is rated for 3.5 MGD. You see, the average daily flow is much less than that. Applicants come in, they should be, you know, they'll have an estimated flow. I think there's plenty of capacity within the collection system, pumping stations, and I don't think we're even close to pushing the limit of the plant. Ed could speak to that as well.
As of right now, we have more than enough capacity. We're overbuilt for what we have.
Yeah.
But the new design you're talking about, I guess that's what we have to look at, right?
It's still not significant. With all the new inflow that, or with the new connections that are being put in, all of that has been mitigated by what we've been able to take out with the INI over the past 5 years.
Okay, sure.
And also, as we discovered a few years ago, look, the water usage is down. People have installed the low flush toilets and shower heads and whatnot, and that's making a difference. If you recall, the only time we've raised the rate since I've been on is because we discovered the reason we weren't collecting as much revenue was because water usage had gone down over a period of 8 or 9 years. So, I mean, and that's all good, but it does cause us problems with raising money. So, okay. Anything else? All right. There's nothing else. Someone want to make a motion?
Well, I'll make a motion. Adjourn.
Okay. That's 7:19, 7:20. Do I hear a second?
All right, Jack. I was just on mute. Listen, before we close out tonight, this bond thing, I don't want to get caught too late and a dollar short. I have the utmost faith in Wesson and Sampson to be our bond hunter, or whatever you want to call it. I just don't have faith in the city at this point. I'm afraid it's going to keep on being put off. if there's any list that we need to get on, or whatever we have to do, not just through the Freshwater Act or any institution, as we said before, whatever you want to call it, we really got to get our name on there. I hate to be a pain in the neck about it, but I just don't want to. I don't want to miss anything. If it's out there, I mean, as much as we can get from bond money and low interest, I know we're in the early stages. We're looking at 2 years, but as far as I'm concerned, we're not doing this early enough. There may be nothing to be done, but again, I don't put faith in a part-time person that's taking care of the whole town. I
Oh,
wanted
they're
enough.
not taking. We haven't done anything at all with with those people, with that
No,
person.
I understand that, but I want to hang our hat on Wesson and Sampson or anybody that they recommend to do it. And Bethel, Wesson and Sampson has been handling a lot for us on the sewer side, and Wright Pierce has been handling a lot on the freshwater side. And I just want to make sure that we don't miss anything. I want to be prepared and upfront with all this, even if it's just getting our name on the list, just like we've done with the what did you say was the EPA. It's just that's just my concern. I'm just very nervous about missing something. So as long as this board understands that, that's was my point I was trying to make before.
Oh, I think we all understand. It's a question of who do we have that does that? Who
Yeah.
keeps track of that? Again, we do rely on Wesson and Sampson for
Yep.
that right
Yep.
now. So,
I'll make a list of like all the targets. I think that's what let's start with that. Like,
right.
DEP is one with the Clean Water Fund. On the water side is the State Revolving Fund. It's all EPA funded, but there's earmarks through the state representatives, through the our senators. There's urban funds, there's distressed community funds. Let's put a target list together and let's just keep reading it and
Yeah.
targeting everyone until we yeah, so
Yeah, that's all I ask.
Yeah.
I can make that list.
Rob, do we know what the negatives are
What are
that would
the
hinder
negatives?
a grant? Yeah, whatever as far as
The negative is whatever we can't identify and get in grants will have to be borne by the ratepayers. That's the negative. That's what we're trying to avoid.
Right.
Basically, I was thinking, well, I was more thinking more that if the construction that we're looking at now in 2 years, where we'd be looking at grant, trying to get some grant money, if they see where the city is getting a load of increased tax money from these high-rise apartments going in, is that going to impact our ability to get grant money? I mean, we're still the city of Derby, right? If they see the city all of a sudden getting additional tax money, that may put us behind the eight ball trying to get grants. I don't know. That's what I'm just.
Well, again, that's why we had that affordability study done. That's the basis for everything as of today.
Yeah, but we didn't have any money coming in from any high rises then, right? I mean, they're talking what they said something about the one that's hung up in court now is like another $1 million tax benefit for the city. I don't know,
But again, it still comes down to
we get
what
three or
the
four going in.
they use all the stats from the census and everything else, tax rates. Because I mean, we're not going to turn around and do that affordability study again. They're not going to ask
Yeah.
us to do that again. So it's the decisions they
Okay.
make now will be based on the affordability study that we just paid for to get done. Correct, Rob? Or
Yeah, I think I mean that's currently under review. So they're gonna with the state. So that will be the basis, and we'll use that. And it's clear that it shows that it's putting a the word was significant hardship. But it's gonna be an impact. So I don't know if a million or two is gonna move that needle. This is a big project that they're. That they're that's being contemplated here, many tens of millions.
yeah.
Yeah, I think between the Clean Water Fund, other federal, maybe there's some state. I don't think there's any negative looking for that. I mean, there's ties to commitments to the state. There's like if you're going to accept a grant from the state, there are commitments you have to meet with MBE and WBE contractors, set asides.
Yeah.
But other than that, prevailing wage rates, you have to still pay for those, and they're all reimbursable grants, so you have to you have to encumber, you have to encumber through your own funds, and then they reimburse you. I mean, you could work the construction schedule so that you're going to get reimbursed that same month. Some communities have done that, but we're getting ahead of ourselves here. But you still got to show that you've committed the funds for the project. Mm-hmm.
And that's where having the finance department get up to speed becomes critically important too, because that's not an expertise that the three of us have on this authority. So we do rely on outsiders. I've asked again that they please try and get us two more board members. They're looking. I said we could really use people with financial expertise and with the engineering expertise. But, those are hard to find. It's really difficult to find volunteers. Guy, I don't have to tell you. Look at even the fire department.
Yeah.
Struggle to get volunteers. So.
And it's nationwide on every aspect. Nobody wants to give back.
Yeah. That's why, I compliment everybody here for staying with us. You guys have been here longer than I have. And look what happened to my hair.
Well, me too.
Yeah, it's even worse. So, but look, we keep trying. We, as a committee, we've always had the best interest of people at heart. We've tried everything we could. It is interesting. I don't know if you've seen that Aquarian may be sold. Okay, so I don't know how that's going to affect the Ansonia's RFP. Or how it would have impacted us if we had gone down that road. I don't think it would be positive.
It would be less control, Jack. Yeah. Every time they get sold, it's less and less control of the mother company, I guess you'd say, or the taxpayer.
Well, Kelly, that's why I feel good. We did our homework.
Yeah.
Okay, we didn't rush the judgment. We did our homework and made the decision based on facts. So.
Yeah.
Okay, what's that? You want to make your motion again, Bob, at 7:28?
I think the motion was made, right?
Yeah, that's a
well,
second.
We didn't have a second.
Motion. Second.
Okay, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Staying? We're adjourned. We'll see you next month, if not before. So.
All right. Have a good
night.
Good night, everybody.
Hey.
Have a good one.